USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up the article on Wednesday. An attempt to pass a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office was blocked Monday by House Republicans. Senator Tim Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Two Capitol Police officers are under suspension for actions during last week's riot at the Capitol. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan chairs the House subcommittee investigating the riot. He explains what brought on those two suspensions.
I know that there were two people suspended. One was the selfie officer, and another was an officer who put a MAGA hat on and started directing some people around. I don't know, letting them in, letting them out, exactly what it was. But it was the interim chief determined that to be qualifying for immediate suspension.
Another 10 to 15 officers are currently under investigation. Capitol Police confirming Monday night that those investigations are underway in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies. In the wake of last week's riot, the National Guard will have a larger presence in securing the inauguration. About 10,000 Guard troops are expected to be in the Capitol this weekend, with as many as 15,000 in place by the inauguration. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
House Democrats say they will vote on an article of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday, as questions remain about what the effects of their passage would be. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Republicans have blocked Democrats from introducing a unanimous consent call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Democrats can now bring up the resolution for a vote on Tuesday. When it comes to impeaching the president, articles were introduced on Monday, and Democrats do have the votes. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, it's probably not the best thing to do.
I mean, Joe Biden's not going to get anything done if he continues down this path, and neither will the Democrats. All these vendettas against in the past, it makes no sense. This should be a time of unity, time of hope for the future, and that's not what the Democrats are doing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Alabama Crimson Tide have claimed their 18th national championship, routing Ohio State in the college football playoff championship game 52-24. With the win, Alabama head coach Nick Saban now has 7 national championships to his name, passing Bear Bryant for most all-time. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones threw for 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith scored 3 touchdowns, finishing the night with 12 catches and 215 yards. Running back Najee Harris added 79 yards and 2 more scores on the ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.